say your name?
Gregory, also known as Foots.
How'd you get that nickname?
Well, you know, I was always tall and my foot was big, so it just gave me the name Foots.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'7".
You're 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And your partner is 6'7".
6'7", yeah. What a combination, ain't it?
I need a tire here, okay?
Let me get your wheel lock keys, we can go.
Oh, yeah.
This is a tire machine. First thing you do is let the air out the tires, okay? What you do is separate the tire from the rim. Get the tire up on top of this machine. Push that down, lock it in. Take your bar, stick it in, turn it around. The machine do the rest of the work. Put the tire right here. Lock it in like that. Yeah, bam, bam. There we go. Put the tire back on now.
She came for one tire, she going out with two good tires.
I wouldn't want to work with no one other than him. And that's honestly from the heart.
We work good together. I taught him half of things I know. He think I'm going to tell him everything I know. But I ain't going to teach him everything I know. Then he might get my position, you know.
Do you have an interview question for Foots? Something that you've always been curious about?
How do it feel for to look down at me every day knowing I ain't gonna never be able to look you right in your eye? That's what I wanna ask him.
I don't know. You gotta ask God, Dad, for making you, I mean, question God for making you so damn short. I'm serious.
Let me ask you if you have a good question for Stacy.
Yeah. How the weather feel down there?
Man, let me tell you, but living is so sweet when you short, man. Because people just love short, handsome people, man. You just can't reach a whole lot of stuff. You know what I mean,
right,
man?
You're fitting a lot of lower spaces, either.
Yeah, you fit in a whole lot.
You know what I mean? Now, what you're looking for is bubbles. If you see some bubbles, you know we got a hole in that tire somewhere, okay?
Tell me what this thing is that you put in.
Tub, nothing but water, full of water. I don't see no bubbles, so guess what? The tire is good to go, buddy.
I've only talked to you a little bit here and there, but I can tell that you oftentimes have a lot of emotional weight on your shoulders. Like, you go through happy times and sad times, don't you?
I go through a lot of sad times. Depressed. You know, I'm diagnosed with depression. You know what I mean? I take medication for that. So, you know, just gotta keep a lot of things on my mind, you know? Right now, I'm fighting this disease, you know? Right now, I'm on a program that's working for me, but I'm still fighting, you know, them demons. Talking about heroin. That's right. How long I've been using, I'm saying, about in my 20s, around 25, something like that. You know, fighting it for 25 years. It's a disease, man, I fight with every day, because everywhere you look, on every corner, you know, you see people that sell it. You got friends that got it. You understand? It's just been a roller coaster with me. Roller coaster. It's been tough. It's been tough. You know, because that had led me to being locked up a lot. 21 years. You know, I'm 50 years old now. I've been locked up 21 years of my life in prison.
You spent almost half your life in prison.
My life in prison, that's right. That's right.
How long have you been clean on the program?
2 years. Right now, I'm hitting and missing. When I say hitting and missing, I get high. Depends how I feel. And then sometimes I don't. You know, I'm up and down, up and down. You know, I want to stay clean. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to stop getting high, number one, okay? And be a good dad to my kids. And be good to me.
We are there at Emmy's, man. This man is from, where you from?
Pakistan.
This man is all the way from Pakistan. And he know how to make some Pakistan giddy, giddy, giddy for your stummy, stummy, stummy. Because when Shorty eat it, you know it's got to be delicious.
Tell me what's your favorite thing to order from Mr. Z.
Shrimp cheese steak.